we're still collecting signatures. We have so many different things going on right now that we're going to wait on this charter amendment. It looked like it was being thrown on the backs of council, which is something that we initiated, and we certainly didn't want it to be a council-driven item. We were just going for the same consideration that they've done in the previous, and it just kind of got a little blown out, the proportions. So we want to go ahead and make it a petition, a signature-driven petition. So we'll continue with it, and I haven't got the total numbers, but we're sitting a little probably at about halfway there right now.
And has the city let you know how much time you have left to collect the remainder?
Well, we're not going to be able to get on for this November election, so it'll be for next year.
And you won't have to start over again. You can just continue collecting?
Yes, sir. To my understanding, yes, we can.
Since the city council meeting, when there were so many public speakers that opposed the idea, what kind of reaction have you had as you continue to collect signatures?
Well, since then, we've had the kind of a overwhelming support. That's when we've been able to collect the most amount of signatures. Generally, you don't get that many people to show up for something when they're for it. They show up when they're against it. So, we had quite a few people that were there against it, and looked like it was going to be a distraction for council, so that's when we decided that we better pull that, because they were basically stating that Mayor Bienski and Councilman Hughes were the ones that put this, and it was driven for them, and it was starting out the way it was. We asked them if they would present that, give it the same consideration, maybe present it to the council to be put on a ballot and give it the equal thing that the other petitions had. So that's what they did, just giving us the same courtesy they gave the last ones.
Anyone who thought that the mayor and the councilmen were supporting it by placing it on the agenda, that's a mistake.
That's a mistake. They were doing that because citizens, myself and Partners for a Better Brian, we decided, we asked them to do that, and they were doing that for us, and it turned out to be something completely different. When it turned that way, we decided, let's just pull it, and we'll continue gathering our signatures.